that are relevant to the topic will be asked during the lesson. Shamati 79, Atzilut and Bia. Atzilut is considered from the Chazeh and above, which is only vessels of bestowal. Bia means reception in order to bestow. The ascent of the lower hay, the bottom hay, to the place of Bina. Because man is immersed in the will to receive in order to receive, he cannot do a thing without having reception for oneself there. This is why our sages said, from lo lishma, not for her sake, we come to lishma, for her sake. This means that we begin the engagement in Torah and mitzvot, commandments, in order to give us the wealth of this world, and afterwards, give us the wealth of the next world. When learning in this way, one should come to learn lishma, for her sake, for the sake of the Torah, meaning that the Torah will teach him the ways of the Creator. And then he should first make the sweetening of Malchut in Bina, which means that he elevates Malchut, called will to receive, to Bina, which is considered bestowal. That is, that all his work will be only in order to bestow. And then it becomes dark for him. He feels that the world has grown dark on him, since the body gives strength to work only in the form of reception and not in the form of bestowal. In that state, he has but one choice, to pray to the Creator to open his eyes so he can work in the manner of bestowal. This is the meaning of who stands for the question. It refers to Bina, called Mi, water. And the question comes from the verse asking about the rains, meaning prayer, since they arrive to the state of water of Bina. There is room to pray.
And I'll read as well. In attaining the Creator, we have stages we have to go through. These stages are the stages of concealment, where we discover how different we are from the Creator and to what extent we can approach Him, and which is really the same. The extent of the concealment, the extent of the concealment, I can feel the degree of the possible revelation. These degrees by which we approach the Creator, which are the four phases of direct light, except they are more detailed. These degrees are called the worlds, olamot, from the world, from the word halama, concealment. Because we have concealment and corresponding to it, revelation. So the distance between us and the Creator, between our will to receive and the Creator's will to bestow, is divided into four phases of direct light, after which we stand after this transition. And on the way back, we have the same four worlds, just how we learn about it in the ladder of degrees. The world of Adam Kadmon is Keter, but Atzilut, Briya, Yetzira, Asiya, the worlds themselves are actual concealments. Ha'alama. The Creator conceals Himself, and we need, from below up, to gradually approach Him and reveal Him. To reveal Him is possible through equivalence of form, meaning we have to acquire each time the quality of bestowal, to be bestowers. Not the desire to bestow, we don't acquire that. we acquire the intention to bestow. The desire to bestow is the Creator. The created beings are the will to receive. So, both the Creator's will to bestow doesn't change and the creature's will to receive doesn't change. Rather, what changes is the intention of the created being, where he can work with his will to receive in order to bestow. And here we have the order of actions we have to take. Therefore, our work, how we come to resemble the Creator and to that extent to adhere to him, this work is gradual. Those states we go through are called the degrees. And each time we feel in those degrees how much we are in concealment, lack of revelation from the Creator, and how much we have advanced to something, understand something, feel something of the essence of the Creator. Meaning, to what extent we can rise above the animate degree to the speaking degree, the degree of men. So he says the following. In our nearing the Creator, in resembling the Creator, we have the degrees of the world, which are the Asiya, Yitzira, Briya, Atzilut, and then Adam Kadmon. Then we come to the degree of Adam, one who resembles the Creator. Therefore, he explains what are these worlds, this concealment that exists over the Creator relative to us. So he says that all of it can be likened to one Patsuf, a ladder of degrees, a ladder. Where Atzilut, I'm reading, Atzilut is considered from Chazeh and above, in this ladder, which is only vessels of bestowal. And Bia, the lower half of the ladder, is reception in order to bestow. If we are in Atzilut, we are entirely in bestowal in those vessels. But if we are in the worlds of Bia, we have the ability to receive in order to bestow. To that extent, the worlds of Bia rise to the world of Atzilut. They're incorporated there, and we get the ability to receive in order to bestow. He speaks about it in short, as you see, very short sentences. Next he says, the ascent of the lower He to the place of Bina Hetata, the lower He is Malchut, that part of the Malchut with which we can work in order to bestow. So to work in order to bestow with the Malchut, we have to raise Malchut to Bina, meaning to make Malchut resemble Bina. And because man is immersed in the will to receive in order to receive, this is our nature, both in the action to receive and the intention to receive. We have them both, and this is our nature. This alone is our nature. Therefore, he cannot do a thing without having reception for oneself there. This is the only thing we care about, according to our nature. Both in intention and in the action, in each and every sensation we have, how do I receive and what do I acquire for myself? We may talk differently, maybe we lie to ourselves and we do something differently, But it can't be that if I do something, anything, I will do it not for self-reception. This is nature, and we cannot. I come out of it. That's why they said, how can we come out of it, nevertheless, to resemble the Creator, to come out of this world, come out of this life, which are actually death. They are not in the within the realm of the upper world, the world of bestowal, the spiritual world. Rather, it's the animate degree. Today it's alive, tomorrow it's dead. So I have an urge to reach a degree where I can resemble the Creator. Then I will be called Adam, from the word Dome, resemble the Creator. How do I do it? So this is why our sages said, these people who've done this path from Lo Lishma, not for her sake, we come to Lishma for her sake. This means that we begin the engagement in Torah and Mitzvot, meaning various means. The light that shines to us and corrects us is called Torah. And the actions that we invite this light to influence us are called Mitzvot, commandments. The Creator commands us to do such and such actions, and you'll receive from me the light, the force of bestowal, and you'll be able to improve yourself and come closer to me, to my degree. Meaning, we begin to engage in Torah Mitzvot in order to give us the wealth of this world. That's what we want, that's how we start. We do everything, including that Torah, meaning coming closer to spirituality, we imagine it will be good for us. We wish to sort of catch all of reality, the whole world, get everything. And later we come, afterwards we come to the state of give us the wealth of the next world, meaning we also want the next world as well. If in this world we develop in our egoistic vessels, it's not enough. The will to receive, the true will to receive is specifically when we begin to work in spirituality. And not merely through studying, but when we enter spirituality, there in order to advance towards spirituality, we then begin to feel how our will to receive is growing, how it pulls us forward to receive more and more. According to the rule, he who is greater than his friend, if he's more advanced, his desire, his inclination is greater. And then we need to feel how we become greater egoists on the one hand, on the other hand, how we're able to correct it. And again, we fall into in order to receive it. So we come to the egoistic will to receive, which is give us everything that we can receive in this world and give us everything we can receive in the next world, in spirituality. I want to receive it, I want to grab it, acquire it, it's mine. And when learning in this way, one should come to learn Lishma, meaning for the sake of the Torah, meaning that the Torah will teach him the ways of the Creator. Meaning if we study correctly in a group that helps us, gives us, sets an example for us how to advance toward connection and bestowal actions that resemble the light, then these actions teach us the many ways the Creator has prepared for us in order to resemble Him. And then we should first make the sweetening of Malchut in Bina. or Malchut is the will to receive, uncompromising will to receive. She doesn't know anything but to receive, which means that he elevates Malchut, called the will to receive, to Bina, which is considered bestowal. And by that we can close our will to receive, as we call it, we can restrict it and receive only the quality of Bina, the desire to bestow, seemingly to take upon ourselves only bestowal. And then try that all our work will be in order to bestow. In order to bestow, as we say. Although I'm the will to receive, I wish to make myself seemingly clothed in such a form whereby I am the bestower. If a person tries to do this, he feels that it's not his. And then it becomes dark for him. I have no feeling, no understanding. There's no reality, I have no bearings in it. And he feels that to the extent he's going to towards bestowal, the world has grown dark on him. We think about those states as states of falling, a descent, relative to our egoistic feeling. Of course, that's how it feels, but relative to perhaps entering in bestowal, and there we feel darkness, then it's not a descent, rather an ascent. Then, as he said, it becomes dark for him. He feels that the world has grown dark and there's nothing to receive, nothing to get, to steal.
And
he's considered to be in a state where he has nothing to receive in order to receive. He feels that the world has grown dark on him. What can I do here? It's not according to my nature. Yes, is that called a descent? An ascent? What is it? This is a state where they show him if he is in his will to receive. Because the body gives strength to work only in the form of reception and not in the form of bestowal. And in that state, there's no, yes, but one choice. What to do? What to do from such a state of darkness? We call those states a time of fall. But it's not a fall. It's a time of ascent. Except we ascend and we feel darkness because we lack the vessels with which to reveal the light. So the light that has to appear now is felt in us as darkness because we lack the vessel with which to reveal Him. What do we do? It continues. In that state, he has but one choice, to pray to the Creator, to open his eyes, so he can work in the manner of bestowal. This is the meaning of who stands for the question. It refers to Bina, called me, who, and also water. And the question comes from the verse asking about the rains, meaning prayer. Since they arrived at the state of water, of Bina, there is room to pray for it. That the Creator will help, will open his eyes, will explain, will give the force of bestowal. So from the force of bestowal, I'll be able to see his true state. And in that way, to advance. So
he'll
be able to pray, to develop a desire, and to receive an answer, a reaction And in this way he'll come to bestow, where he will see
Даров, спасибо. Когда мы удерживаем Творца, как дающего каждое мгновение вместе с нашим объединением, и стараемся удержать, какая должна быть молитва?
See the Creator is giving every moment in our unity. We try to keep him in that. What should be our prayer?
You need to speak about it in the group. The prayer has to do with you. You have to sit and truly with a paper and a pen to write down together the prayer, where you agree to each word, each sentence that you will write. Not many lines, but up to 5 lines, it's good. Do it. I'm willing to later hear it and talk about it, scrutinize it.
Almatavan.
Спасибо, учитель. Мы пробуждаемся с не желание получать ради себя.
We wake up in the morning without any desire. And in the preparation, we start rising to bestowal. It's as if I have a choice to pray from the dust so that all the friends we have will have, or to ask for myself to have the strength to pray for the friends. How do I sweeten my own powers?
This too you have to scrutinize between you. I don't want to give you a prescription here. Well, a ready-made prescription. You have to scrutinize it, and if you scrutinize it correctly, even incorrectly, but if it's incorrect, at the very least, you're scrutinizing your current state. If it is correct, then other than your current state, you also scrutinize the remedy, the correction to your state, and that's how you shall advance. But to give you such answers, well, that's not good. The more we advance, the less I will speak. Because I have to leave room for you to work and to fill those questions that you scrutinize by yourself. Yourselves.
For
example, I understand. I can ask that the Creator will open my eyes so I have the strength to work, but it's still all filling in the ego. How can I get rid of it so that out of the dust, without any flavor, I'll be able to work?
Listen, I really feel I cannot answer your questions. Scrutinize them together in the group. After it's clear to you what you want, what does the group want? What does the group demand of itself and of the Creator? Then we'll be able to discuss it. But in this way, when one man from the group asks what he feels like asking, I can't hear that. I cannot answer that.
Kabu 7.
Are we engaging in Torah when we study these lessons with you?
Ken.
Yes.
Anachnu oskim b'Torah.
We engage in the Torah.
Anachnu shoalim she'elot.
We ask questions. We demand answers for them, and the answers we demand both with our intellect and with our hearts, but we also want that the intellect and the feeling will be arranged by the reforming light, because we wish to rise to a higher degree compared to where our intellect and feeling exists right now. I am in a certain kind of feeling and intellect, and I want to rise to a higher feeling and intellect. And what does it mean higher? More spiritual. What does it mean more spiritual? Is that with the force of bestowal? It's to have a desire. It's for me to rise above my will to receive, and then my desire and my intellect, as you call it, the heart and the mind, would work for me in order to bestow, and in the form that is opposite to what I am right now. That's what I wish to get to. What does it mean to be opposite of what I am right now? That's what we need to detect and depict and to.
Goal according to other worlds and parts of fame.
We first need to restrict our will to receive and to try to receive only forces of bestowal. This is called faith above reason. Afterwards, from that, we can begin to work with the vessels of reception with the intention to bestow. By raising vessels of reception to the vessels of bestowal. This is called a hap of ascent. And from that we come to a state of a hap of descent, where we lower all those vessels that rise to the world of Atzilut, back down to their place, to the world of Bia, and then down to the lowest degree that the light can shine to, because there will be intentions to bestow there, and this goes until the end of correction.
No. Che significa praticamente restringere il desiderio di ricevere? Sempre nell'ambito della decina.
What does it mean practically to restrict the will to receive in the ten?
Se ani mikabel ratzono shel haverim
v'matanot. I receive the desires of the friends and our goals to reach adhesion, and through
bitul kol echad le'acherim.
Adhesion in annulling towards others, I advance toward the goal. And if everyone is doing that, we correct ourselves, and according to the degree of our correction, we feel where we are, we feel the world we're in.
How does the ten practically go into the process of a common prayer? So it will be the focal point. We don't run away from it and place it as something that is always before the eyes of the ten.
I can't tell you more than what we are reading in Rabash. Simply try to do those things as best as you can, each one individually and everyone together. Meaning, I don't have any other advices. This is the main work we have to do. If in past times people would study,
מגלים רצון ללמוד זוהר,
עוד כל מיני דברים. I reveal the desire to study the Zohar, other things, even Babylonian Talmud. They would learn the sources. Today, in our times, the main thing is connection, meaning the work in practice. The concern, the practical concern for connection, because we are already in the last generation.
to the Tzimtzum restriction very well.
Can I ask before about the mechanism of Ahab of ascent?
No, not yet. In this article, it's not clear, and I'm afraid that you will only get confused. It turns out that first we rise to the world of Atzilut, and then when we are in the world of Atzilut, we begin to scrutinize from Briah to Atzilut, the ascents from Yetzirah to Atzilut, and from Asiyah to Atzilut. That's clear. This is what we learn, according to the correction of the vessels. First, we reach the level of Bina. To the extent that you're in Bina, you're having a grip on Bina, you can add to it parts of Malchut and correct them, because Bina means bestowing in order to bestow. And when you add to it parts of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, then you're already working with reception in order to bestow. Think about it. Even if you're confused, it's still worth it. Afterwards, we'll talk about it more and more. Until we actually come to it, it won't be completely. Okay, we're going to read it again. After the restriction, the Tzimtzum, the first nine, you have 10 spheres altogether. There was a restriction in them. So after the Tzimtzum, the restriction, the light departed, and the first nine of the 10 became the place of Kedusha, holiness, and Malchut, over which there was the Tzimtzum, the restriction, and the will to receive. The first nine are not the will to receive. It's a desire to bestow that comes from the Creator. So, over which there was the Tzimtzum, the restriction, Malchut. So that became the place of the worlds. There are two discernments to be made there in Malchut. One, a hollow place, a place for the klipot, the shells, whose essence is desires to receive only for themselves. That's the hollow place. And two, a vacant place, meaning a place that became vacant for inserting what one chooses, kedusha, holiness, or the opposite. What does it mean, opposite? Or klipa, shell, meaning there are desires that can be in order to bestow, and can also be in order to receive. And that's the place of choice, which is called the vacant place. Had it not been for the Tzimtzum, for the restriction, the whole of reality would have been in the form of simple light. We can't talk about the light. We can only talk about the light that is in something, in a vessel that reveals it. Otherwise, you can't reveal it. It's like looking at the sky at night. It's dark. But we understand that if we place some sort of something there, some sort of a screen, something in the middle, we will see light. There is something that the light encounters, because it fills all of reality. So if it encounters some sort of disruption, some sort of a screen, it shines. In other words, the screen is what reveals the light. Therefore, the hollow place is, as he says, it's a place where there are shells. And if we turn the hollow place into a place that is vacant of shells and place our screens there, through them we reveal the light. Just as we see in the sky, that it's all dark, but if something comes and interferes with the darkness, as if it interferes. It doesn't really interfere. On the one hand, it's as if we place a partition in space. But by that, we discover that there is light there. It's counterintuitive. Wasn't there light there before? Of course there was. But we couldn't see it because we didn't place a screen, a barrier. So he says this, had it not been for the Tzimtzum, the whole of reality would have been in the form of simple light, filling all of reality. We don't need any screens or anything. Only after the Tzimtzum was there, was there room for choosing to do bad or good. So what did the Tzimtzum do? Why was there a Tzimtzum? To allow us to choose to be similar to the light or opposite according to our nature. The abundance extends into that place through choosing the good. In other words, it is revealed. It was there before. There is none else besides Him. The Creator fills everything. But if we place a partition, then we discover that He is in this place. This is the meaning of what is written in the words, in the writings of the Ari, that the light of Ein Sof, infinity, shines to the lower ones, because Ein Sof is called the desire to do good to His creations from the upper force that fills all of reality on the one hand. On the other hand, the place becomes a dark place. Although we discern many worlds, in the beginning, Ten Sfirot and other names, it all extends from Ein Sof, called the thought of creation, to do good to His creations. The names Sfira, singular for Sfirot, and world, are because the abundance that pours out from Ein Sof descends through that Sfira and world. Meaning, we call the light and the world and the phenomenon according to the light of Ein Sof that should come down as it comes down and appears through some special qualities, special threads. And accordingly, we call it a world or a degree or a sphira. This means that since the lower ones cannot receive His bounty without preparation and correction, for the lower one to be able to receive corrections were made by which there is ability to receive. This is called Sfirot. So what are the Sfirot? They are corrections on the will to receive. Where the will to receive that acquires the form of the Sfirot loses the light of Ein Sof, processes the world of Ein Sof, which is not processed in the feeling of the lower ones, into all kinds of forms that the lower ones can digest. Take in. And that's the functioning of the Sfirot. In other words, each Sfira has its unique correction, to connect the part from Ein Sof with Malchut, which is a created being. And then we have 9 Sfirot that are along the way from Keter to Malchut, and by which the light of Ein Sof that shines in Keter can undergo all kinds of changes and be received in Malchut and awaken Malchut to perform such operations on itself that it reaches even Keter. Because of this, there are many discernments, but they are only with respect to the receivers. Everything is only from the perspective of the receivers. If not from the perspective of the receivers, We can't feel or name anything. Since when the lower one receives the abundance from Ein Sof, he receives through a special correction, which adapts it to receive the abundance. We can't just receive the light of Ein Sof. We have to perform corrections on ourselves, and according to these corrections, we receive some sort of illumination from above. What is the light of Ein Sof? We never know. We know only what we can receive in our corrections. This is why the Creator is called Ein Sof, because we can't discover Him, feel Him, understand Him ever. What we can do is, to some extent, become similar to Him, each time in a different way. And the sum total of our manners that we connect, we call this phenomenon, come and see, Boe, Creator. In this way, we, to some extent, attain with great limitations and with great restrictions. But this is called Creator Commency. Well, it's clear that it's only toward us from our perspective. This is the meaning of receiving through special Sphira, although there are no changes whatsoever in the abundance itself. Now you will understand the matter of the prayer that we pray to the Creator. After we said that we can't become similar to the Upper One, we can't reveal Him the way He is Himself. So there is room. There is always room for a deficiency, and the deficiency brings us to the prayer, which is when we pray to the Creator, which is the light of Ein Sof, the light of Ein Sof. We can't reveal, feel, attain Him ever. This is why it's called Ein Sof, no end, because we receive only at the Sof, at the end, at the in the vessel. And Ein Sof, no end, is the connection that the Creator has with the creatures, the created beings. In Ein Sof, you also have several degrees that we can discern, and above it too, where we can't discern at all. Normally, we talk about them as attainment of the 7th, 8th, and 9th and 10th millennium, and beyond that, after the end of correction, who knows. But Kabbalists do insinuate these things. So we pray to Ein Sof, which is a connection that the Creator has with the created beings. On the one hand, the Creator is called Commency. On the other hand, we attribute it to Ein Sof. There are many discernments here. As we get closer to it, we will learn it and discover it. So, the connection of the Creator with the created beings is called His desire to do good to His creations, which is what we reveal. Meaning, to the extent that we establish our vessels in order to bestow, accordingly, we can reveal the bestowing upper force, which is called His desire to do good to His creations. This is what we discover. And although there are many names with the aim of the prayer, the interpretation is that the abundance will pour out through the corrections in the names, since precisely through the corrections in the names will the abundance be in the hands of the receivers. In other words, we perform all kinds of corrections on our will to receive, to make it similar to the aim to bestow, to the Creator, according to the equivalence of form. We discover in the will to receive in order to bestow our level of adaptation to the Creator. And that's why we call Him the Creator, come and see what we reveal. And it's all about only through similarity with the intention to bestow I to my beloved and my beloved to me. To the extent that I bestow upon the Creator, I discover that the Creator wants to bestow upon me. And this is called the contact of the created being with the Creator. Sound. The shells are not a vacant place. There are many discernments. The will to receive in order to receive, when I discover it clearly, this is the place of the shell, the klipa. Then I understand that I cannot use these desires. Let's say I have a certain attitude toward a friend. I criticize him, I can't stand him, and so on and so forth. I put a restriction on that. I don't want to use it. Before I discovered my attitude, it was not scrutinized, not clear. After I discover how I relate to him, I see that it's a place of the shell. My will to receive in order to receive depicts him to me in this way. Because I didn't have a will to receive, I wouldn't relate to a friend whatsoever, much less criticize him. After I restrict myself, that place becomes a place where I can already correct. Meaning, I rose. What does it mean that I restricted? I rose above my intention to receive. And now I can even perhaps turn it into the intention to bestow. How? I connect to others, not to this friend. I can't, because I'm relating to him negatively. So I connect to other friends, and I try to receive from them additional powers, to become incorporated in them. And then when I'm incorporated with them, it's considered that I have connection with this sphere, with the remaining sphere, right? And then I come to correct my relationship with this friend, specific friend. And then it's considered that I elevated myself above the degree of reason to the degree of faith above reason. And in that place, I can then discover my connection with the Creator, because if I correct my relationship with the friends in this way, by this, I actually clean myself from the aim to receive, and I approach revealing the Creator.
Okay. Ralph, just a practical question. If we have this state of feeling empty, this emptiness, which is sometimes or very hard to bear, is this actually the vacant place where we have to choose?
Emptiness has several discernments. When you feel emptiness, it can be because you're not working among yourselves. Meaning, it is before the work, prior to it. So there isn't any correct form in it. It's just for a lack of connection, positive, negative. That's what it's about. Our work begins only when we scrutinize the essence of the connection between us, whether it's positive or negative, because that's what we have to come to. We have to discover the truth in our relationships. So by improving our relationships, we can discover the Creator through the method of come and see. So in our relationships, we reveal how much we can bestow upon the Creator, and to that extent, the Creator can clothe in us, because He needs this vessel. So look at the article, the avut, mutual responsibility, the peace, love your neighbor as yourself, this condition. All of our corrections are corrections in relationships among people. So now that humanity is coming to a state where the whole world is connected and connected in contradictory states, this is the place where we need to explain to humanity what should be the correction. Because there is already a corrupted place that's clear to everyone that it's corrupted. So let's scrutinize it. Let's bring it. Bring it the correction.
Rav, how to correctly pray for a friend in the tent? What do we ask of the Creator?
Ask the Creator, first of all, it might be that He will correct us to see the truth. And perhaps then we will see in His friend in the tent different things from what we saw before. Afterwards, what we detect in Him, that He probably doesn't see and we do see, then there's the matter of doing the correction for Him or helping Him in different ways to carry out corrections. But the main thing is that our correction is only in order to come closer to Him emotionally, not in words, not openly, but emotionally come closer to Him and help Him be connected to us internally. And in this way, save Him. Understanding that by this we save ourselves. Not that we save Him, because then we save someone from the tent, but when we see the flaw in Him, it is a flaw in us. And therefore, in fact, by this we are correcting ourselves. Okay?
PT19. I always wanted to ask you this question. You brought it up now. What is the meaning, significance of the abundance in the Guru who does good? How is that expressed in our feeling and perception? And can you even feel the Guru who does good on the path?
We need to believe that we are in a big, very big cloud that is all good, that does good. And in order for us to connect with this cloud, we see, in place of this cloud, still vegetative, animate, speaking of this world, and we need to change our attitude towards them like to the Creator. Where actually these still vegetative, animate, speaking are coming to us from the Creator so that through the changing of this attitude towards them, this connection in which I protect them, look over them, love them, and watch them in the right way, I'm not otherwise allowed to kill or destroy anything in reality, but only in order to benefit the general reality. And this way I need to see my attitude towards the Creator. Altogether, through all of His representatives, if we could say it that way, which are the still vegetative, animal, and speaking in my world.
But there's a point that I feel that He's the good that does good. He's giving me the abundance, or I should work on it.
About that, you have to say they have eyes and see not, hear ears they see not. Meaning that you're seeing from your flaws, you're seeing everyone flawed. Correct yourself towards them, towards all of reality, and then you'll see everyone is corrected. They have no form. You, when you look at them, you give them form. If you weren't in your, if you weren't to relate to reality through your will to receive, then you'd be in the light of Ein Sof that has no forms. No forms whatsoever.
What does a person feel? This good, this abundance, what should they feel? I understand it's not related, but what should they feel?
You need to feel that you're in the light of Ein Sof, in the Creator. And that it's, that He is good, that does good only, and all the creatures that you identify now are altogether your parts that you're seeing outside of you because your soul is incorrect. It's not corrected. Okay, these are things that you need to think, and gradually it will be revealed.
Раф, доброе утро. После сокращения девяти первых сферот становится место святости.
Good morning.
На которое произведено было сокращение, становится место.
After the restriction of the first nine, Malchut becomes a place for the worlds. Why do we distinguish the Malchut from the upper nine if it's still made of these nine?
Malchut is not included by the upper nine, but rather it works in a manner that if she restricts her desire in order to bestow, more correctly, her intention in order to receive, and the extent in which she wants to work with the intention in order to bestow, then she identifies with the first nine. And as much as she is capable of rising above her will to receive in order to bestow, then she rises seemingly above herself to the first nine and accordingly feels them. That's considered that we reveal the upper world above Malchut. Anyway, you can't explain this with words until a person reveals it as being so.
Rav, forgive me, but I simply can't understand what it says here. I can't connect to these things. I don't understand what connection means. I don't, all the time, my mind is vague, my thoughts are...
So you have a very special state today. You're in between degrees, between states. Between one scrutiny and another, you have a confusion. And that's nice. It's a time of preparation to a higher degree. But don't distance. Continue, and you'll see that you will understand in the next stage more, and you'll feel, and that's the main thing, and you'll feel more. And maybe you'll understand from the feeling, which is even higher.
What should I do now? Should I accept it? Or because I feel everything's running and I'm just standing still.
It's okay. That's how it is. The states between the degrees are always like that. And also about that you can read. Yes?
PT3.
What's the advice he gives us here about the prayer?
Understand?
What is this advice Bala Sulam gives us about the prayer? He says, what, to pray to the Creator, to Ein Sof, to the names? Should the prayer be specific or general?
It's not specific. You can't compose a prayer if you don't feel. The prayer altogether is the raising of a lack onwards, upwards. Man, do you have a deficiency to transfer to him, to pass to him or not? Ask yourself. Ask your friends whether you can put together such a lack. That would be great. So try to do so. That's what it's talking about.
Correction.
Meaning he's very simply explaining to us here that the Creator from the absolute corrected state, the eternal state, lowers us to the opposite state and shows us all the bad possible things that could take place in the connection between us, and gives us the possibility of rising to his perfection by arranging the connections and relations between us such that each completes everyone. And specifically through such relations, we would be able to come to correction. And everything we receive, we will receive the revelation of evil, which needs to help us come to the right connection. And through this, we will learn who the Creator is. Because we're assembling ourselves in such a way that we complement and complete one another. And then in this completion, we learn then what the Creator is. Come and see. What is nature? What are the qualities? What is the essence of the Creator that we attain by composing, assembling ourselves in this Lego of desires and thoughts? As altogether, the correct sum, the correct processing of our desires and thoughts that we build is called You Made Me. Through this, together we all attain Him in a complete way, the most internal and unique way that can't be attained any other way. That's why He created all of reality and us specifically in the manner that through connecting and assembling ourselves to one another in the form of one will help his friend, by this we actually build the system called Bo'ure, come and see, Creator. Bo'ure. Clear? You want to ask something, Michael?
No.
Well,
Baal HaSulam writes, he describes us the whole state where the public and the individual are one, and then he says that things are if everyone performs their role towards the public. In yes. The end, he writes that the downside is that everyone has to understand that his good and the good of the public are one.
We would do these things. Altogether, we're not doing anything new. There's nothing new under the sun except for our attainment, our awareness of where we are. You understand? Meaning altogether, the baby or the little child that is building with his blocks, he doesn't do anything good altogether. He's just building himself. He's developing his mind, his approach to understanding reality, how this reality is made up. But the reality exists. It's just him who needs to prepare himself to understand it, to feel it, and to approach it correctly.
Baal HaSulam writes about the good of the public. What is the good of the public, the benefit for the public, for the society?
The benefit of the public is where the public will be connected according to the law of nature in order to bestow to one another, so that through this bestowal we will bestow to the Creator. And then the Creator clothes the public and the Creator raises itself through that to the degree of the Creator. And then to be one Kli and one light.
Получается, что без вот этой смычки на Творца, то нет никакого блага.
It turns out that without tuning on the Creator, there is no benefit for the public. The problem is the public doesn't think this way. For them, something else is good.
If we don't go to explain to human society what's happening, then our advancement will be only by blows, only through the path of suffering. This is why we need to combine in this a little of the path of Torah, the path of light. Otherwise, certainly it will be through wars, world wars, horrible things that will take place, and will be very long time-wise, because the spiritual world altogether and the Creator has no measurement relative to time, motion, and space. There are no such things in spirituality. Therefore, what we're operating outside of that, when it comes to time, in spirituality doesn't exist. And therefore, we always want to hurry to manage as much as possible, as fast as possible. But in spirituality, there is no such thing. And we need to understand that if we don't do what we need to, relative to spirituality, then we will enter the klipa, which are actions only according to time. And then it will press us all the way to war.
So in spirituality, it turns out that there are two forms. One is complete and whole.
Of course, that's what we learn, that the Creator to start with created everything in the form of the end of correction. That the light of Ein Sof fills everything and shines to everywhere. And this is called the light of Ein Sof and the vessel of Ein Sof that are in a state in which the Creator created and decided upon to begin with. When he wanted, he did it. If altogether you can talk about the beginning of creation, that he decided it and did it, but later we'll talk about that. It's not so simple to grasp that there's no such concept of time and beginning, middle, end. But us who are operating due to a lack of time, towards us there's a beginning and an end in each and every action and every state.
If we're talking about a certain specific public, a certain nation, can we say for this country maybe there is a form that is completely broken by blows and there is a form by which it's connected completely?
Throughout the process that we're all going through that changes, if you're talking about the countries and nations, then there's a lot to talk about here. We will do that maybe also under the framework of this article of Peace in the World. But we will talk about that. We will talk. It's not simple. Every nation, every country has its time, its role, and the question is the extent in which it can elude this role or to observe it in a more correct way, the extent in which we discover or not discover the role. It's a problem. Now we are not in the history we've been through, but rather with what's ahead of us. Before us, there is to explain to everyone what the last stage that we're standing in is, and that all that remains for us is to yearn for connection between everyone, as in this connection we will discover the connection between everyone, and then in that connection discover, reveal the upper force, which is one for all. That's it, so that the vessel and the light will be one. He is one and his name is one, as we call it. Question from Brazil 3. It's written, according to the damage that he causes to the public in general, how can I harm my tan and the whole kli? Rav, out of you not overcoming the rejection that you have towards the friends, towards your friends, towards all of humanity even, and that's the damage that you're performing. From PT38, how through concern and the benefit of others does the good of the public take place? Rav, The public is the sum of the individuals that want to connect between them to one system. Hence, disregarding this connection of each and every one leads to shattering of the public. And vice versa, the more we want to rise above the gap, then this brings to the healing, to the healing and the betterment of the public. This is a very big problem that's ahead of us, and specifically we in the Bnei Baruch group, both men and women, must try to nevertheless be connected in such a way between us. In the connection between us, that is the source of all the good to each of us and to the whole world.
Yes.
So we'll continue with the same subject from Moscow 6. How can we, the world, Kli, help humanity to make this transition gently?
First, we need to try on our own to be connected that way. And then the upper light through us will operate upon all of the public and all of humanity. And then they will even on their own start to feel that in them there is a certain special place that's worth while to attribute themselves to those places that they're suffering from, because it's worthwhile for them to be connected to us.
Question from South. I heard now in the lesson that the revelation of ego, evil helps us advance. Why does it come to us so little? Usually the ego feels good with itself.
The revelation of evil is revealed in a smaller way, but it's revealed from above to the extent in which we can tolerate it and correct it. Next, that's it.
Last question from Hebrew. I heard that you answered Michael saying, let the Creator work. How can we help the Creator? What to ask for to His end times?
By us wanting with all our forces to come closer to the Creator in order to adhere to Him, in order to nullify ourselves towards Him, by that we're giving them.
Yes, Rav, I'd like to ask something that concerns me lately, all the time. When we started reading Shamati articles, there is a date. So it's written 1941, 1943. Well, the whole world was in World War II. Bala Salam wrote his spiritual things for the future. But we remember that before he came out of Poland, he wrote and he wanted so much to tell people, no one heard him. So he came to Israel, started teaching here. And the whole world went to decades of suffering, and so many people killed. We're in the lesson now. You're the Kabbalist telling us we have to explain to the whole world that if we don't connect, we'll go to a greater suffering. So during the lesson, we're part of it. But after the lesson, we're like this in this squirrel in a wheel, running around, how, like the whole world, how not to go into this suffering, Rav, right, and talk about it with all your abilities. Still, it stays in the air, it stays in the web. It affects, and you don't understand how much. Even just thinking without talking. Moreover, when we do talk, moreover, when we write in a way that many people can see us, each and every one. And if we write in a way that people will incorporate in it, not pushing them away, then we're really performing a big correction there. Nothing to do about it. Bala Sulam, and even before him, many Kabbalists were and acted, and they, if we can say so, they were negligent or they didn't succeed in what they wanted to succeed. Yes, nothing to do about it. That's the path of correction. Do you think I'm in a different state? No. That I don't see, I don't understand? No. There is no choice. We have to keep on going. That's it. Shut our eyes and keep on. Or the opposite, open our eyes, but it's different eyes.
Michael,
we follow our teachers. Michael. None? So let's continue. Yes, Michael.
Why do, maybe it's going back a little bit, but here it's actually not clear. Why not to let the Creator to continue to do His work if He's already doing? Why do we need to take it into our hands?
We need to be partners. This is what the Creator can do, everything in the final correction. There is no problem. For Him, it's the upper force, the upper light. Specifically, intentionally, it broke the vessel and organized it the opposite way of wholeness, and we discover ourselves to in a world that is all bad. Even though this bad, this evil is not so revealed, but bit by bit we do reveal this evil to the extent that we can correct it. That's how we are between the two stripes. Revelation of evil, correction. Revelation of evil, correction. Revelation of evil, correction. As we rise, we discover greater evil, but we also have the strength to correct it. Until we reach the final correction. In the final correction, all the evil and the good connect together in the middle line, and we already start to understand, and meaning on the way we already do, then we feel and understand like the upper force that has created these two forces, the good and the evil.
So this is repetitive, and there's good and bad, so what do we actually need to do? This is the way of nature.
No. We have to manage correction. We have to manage correction. We hasten the times. We won't let these things happen as they are. That's called the path of suffering, going to correction. But rather, we want to advance ourselves, to lead humanity in the right way, not as it used to roll until today.
Because what would be different every time we try to do it or to lead humanity in certain ways, it only causes bad.
Example,
everything that was done in the world that it seemed like it would do good, it only made it worse.
Because it wasn't done in the right way. They acted from their ego in a more egoistic way. Give me an example of someone wanting to do something good in the right way and not being successful. There were such examples, but that too is for the sake of the preparation of the vessel. But actually, no. That's incorrect. Our world never reached a state like we have. We have understanding, a feeling, we have the data, we have so many people waking up. That's the main thing. Many people are awakening towards correction because they have no choice. They understand. You can't go in any other way. Look at the world itself. Where is it heading to? Where is it going to? Look at the state between the countries, between humans, with ecology and everything, whatever you want. We are really before our revelation of evil, like never before.
Are we now practically managing the world in the connection between us?
No, not yet. But we may do that if we succeed. If we succeed, there is certainly an opportunity, but will it happen?
Does this depend on whether we will be corrected? Or?
It only depends on us.
In our correction or in our attainment?
No, no, attainment has nothing to do with that. What is attainment? Attainment, more or less, these are things that, that's like wisdom, even though it's higher wisdom. But the correction is related to connection. That's what humanity needs more than ever. All of it. It will be revealed in the future how much the whole world is in it, incorporated in it, belongs to it, and has to have it. What connection is? Completion. When each and every one of us is a part of something that is complete, it's whole, and the more we connect between us in a form that comes closer to the whole form, to the complete form, we can discover the force of life. Imagine to yourself that there's a person that is completely crushed, hands, feet, all his organs, etc. As much as you can collect him, to you it turns out that this human goes back to his life, to his role, his duty. That's what we need. We don't understand that humanity, even though it seems to us it's incorporating billions of people and hundreds of nations, all in all, it's one body. And we're heading towards a state where we can see more and more how much we belong to one mechanism, one system, one dependency. And it also is clear to us today that if we will start severing the connections between us, we won't do any good by that. And staying in these connections, because they're egoistic and they're really putting pressure on us, and really we can say they're putting us to death. That's also bad. So all that's left for us is one thing. Going back to a state that we're disconnected, it's impossible. Continuing in a state as it is now, we also can't do that. But only to correct the form of connection between us. That will enable us to be more connected in a mutual way, together, all of us, to one system. The world, our world is missing only to be in unity, in understanding, in connection. That's what it's missing. That's what it's missing. Because each and every one can be corrected only under the condition that he is connected, communicating with the other correctly. That's what we should do. And this correction is called the correction of our ego. And now we have to learn this about us, truly, on our life. You see how hatred increases between all the nations, between everyone, for everyone, and fear, and really, we'll learn this out of our own life. The wisdom of Kabbalah now talks about our life. That's why we're called the last generation.